601, Unit 2, Recording 2.2, Listening 1 Lecture, Technology's Evolution in Education. Over the past few decades, technology has evolved immensely in education, from K-12 classrooms to colleges and universities. These days, it's feasible to acquire your entire education, starting from kindergarten to college, completely online if you desire. Today, we're going to take a closer look into some of the ways technology has evolved in education and how it has impacted learners and educators alike. We will talk about how teachers in K-12 classrooms have had to learn to lean on computer programs for part of their instruction, and additionally, how college classes have changed and adapted with new technology. When we think about an elementary school, we might think about colorful classrooms with physical books and kids sitting on a large rug listening to their teacher read them a story, or kids completing worksheets with paper and pencil. This is still what a lot of elementary classrooms look like, but some do not look like this at all. Some elementary classrooms are held entirely in a virtual world on laptops and tablets. In the United States, the majority of school-age kids attend school in person. However, a small number have opted for virtual learning options. Nonetheless, K-12 teachers that teach in-person classes at brick-and-mortar schools continue to need to adapt to more learning taking place on computers inside and outside of the classroom. In a typical school day, students as young as kindergartners will spend a significant amount of time on a tablet or laptop doing exercises and schoolwork on computer programs. Over the past couple of decades, computer learning programs have gained much popularity, especially for reading and math. As with most technology, there are benefits and drawbacks to computer programs being used in classroom instruction, and educators have their own varying opinions accordingly. One benefit might include the ability for learners to receive individualized lessons that are measured by their specific abilities and level. Computer programs can track learners' progress in real time and adjust lessons as needed. Whereas one drawback might be how computers could be a distraction for kids if they can click on different things other than their assigned work. Moreover, many schools use computer programs to track their students' academic levels and progression, and these programs offer important data and insight that administrators can dissect or examine together to help improve their students' learning experiences. Many computer programs that are used in the classroom also provide incentives to encourage kids to keep working hard to advance in their subjects. Some incentives include unlocking different badges or icons that kids can collect as they improve and advance to new levels. These badges are similar to how a teacher might put a sticker on a child's paper to commemorate their hard work. Most schools are required to have their students use specific computer programs for a certain amount of time during the school day, too. Although this can fluctuate depending on the student's grade level and varies by school district. Parents also have more opportunities to see how their child is doing in school with the use of computer programs. Parents can check their child's scores periodically online and see how their child is doing, in addition to progress reports and conferences with teachers. Most children are comfortable using computers and tablets in the classroom and to do their homework. Less and less schoolwork is done by hand on physical paper, and things like cursive handwriting teaching is absent at some schools altogether. As computer programs to help children learn subjects like math and reading continue to evolve in K-12 education, teachers also need to continue to learn how the programs work and best ways to help their students use them and track their students' progress. Technology moves rapidly. Thus, teachers and administrators need to move just as quickly to keep up with new programs and best practices. Think back to when you were a little kid in elementary school, and think about how much has changed. I would imagine that a lot of things are quite different now. Now, let's think about how colleges and universities have experienced changes with new technology. Similar to K-12 virtual schools, it is possible to acquire a college degree entirely online. Colleges and universities have had to adapt to the needs of their student populations and implement more choices for learning, whether that is completely online, in person, or a mix of both using hybrid or blended learning models. Video chat technology, as well as online class platform websites, have both been critical to fully online and hybrid learning. College courses that have online components that are either entirely virtual or hybrid blended models typically offer classes in either an asynchronous or synchronous format. Asynchronous classes offer instruction that is available whenever the students are available and want to complete the assignments, view lectures, or access materials. Asynchronous courses give students more flexibility and offer materials that include things like pre-recorded lectures and activities that students can complete in their own time. Synchronous classes, conversely, are not as flexible as asynchronous classes and require students to be available at specific times for live lectures, assignments, or discussion sessions. Synchronous classes might make use of video lectures that students are required to join and actively participate on specific dates and times. Synchronous classes require more structured participation from both the students and the instructor, whereas asynchronous classes require much less structured participation and more flexibility for both students and instructors. Hybrid or blended learning classes offer students some flexibility in an online course, but also an in-person component as well. Hybrid classes feature a mix of both online and in-person instruction. For example, some hybrid classes might meet once a week for a 3-hour class, and then the remainder of the coursework for the week is completed online with scheduled assignments to be submitted on the course website. Other hybrid classes might meet more frequently during the week, or even on a bi-weekly or once a month basis. Online course sites and video chat technology are two things that make hybrid and fully online courses successful. Similar to K-12 schoolwork transitioning to be mainly computer-based, much of college students' work is completed and submitted online. Most papers, assignments, quizzes, and tests are completed online using course sites and other virtual programs. Little work is required to be printed out or submitted as a hard copy these days, with virtual submission options overwhelmingly favored. Instructors can access students' submissions online through their course site, and most have everything they need within the site to grade and provide feedback. Technology has changed the way K-12 and university students learn, as well as how teachers and college professors and instructors teach. Computers and computer programs have infiltrated or entered nearly every level of education, from kindergarten classrooms to university students' term paper submissions. Video chat technology and online assignment submission course sites have revolutionized online learning and support for virtual submission for in-person courses. Technology and education innovation will continue to evolve and transform all levels of education from K-12 to college, and instructors, professors, teachers, and students will continue to evolve as well. What is really interesting to think about is whether virtual learning options will eventually become the majority over in-person classes or not. The technology and innovation have advanced sufficiently for virtual learning to be successful in multiple levels of education, but adults and children alike still seem to favor and desire in-person connection over 100% virtual options. Time will tell as we watch technology continue to advance for virtual and hybrid learning options at all different levels of education.